you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. This half hour is presented by Visit Pensacola, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Friday, everyone. It's 9:35 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's time for an update with Nicole Stacy from Visit Pensacola.
Hello.
You know what? You are a real trooper. All morning, you've been with Brent Lane over at our sister station, Cat Country.
Surprise!
What
a morning!
News
Radio.
I mean, the bridge is open. The weather is perfect. What
it's
a day to be alive.
A Pensacola, a Visit Pensacola kind of Friday.
I'm just pumped. I feel like this song should just play the rest of the time behind us while we just silently dance and try
it's
to keep it together.
It's going to be a great weekend.
It really is. But first, let's take care of some business. Number one, if you do not already have it, Experience Pensacola app, get it.
Yes, get it.
Because now is the time. Things
get it.
Are kicking off. If you want to pop into our conversation this morning as well, 850-437-1620. If you are driving, please do not pop into the conversation unless you call us and use your voice commands. I'm telling you right now, safety first.
But if you are driving on the newly opened bridge, do not get in the conversation at all.
Two hands.
Because no one is going to mess this up for us. I've been saying it all morning.
Two hands on the wheels. Glasses on. If you have to wear specs, you better be wearing them. Everything you can keep, please keep us with you, right? And then when you get over to the other side and you're parked, let us know how it was. Let us
yes.
know how your drive was,
but don't tell us while you're doing it.
No, because I will come and find you and I will pull a Liam Neeson on you. 850-437-1620.
See, Jenna, you get it. Brent and I, he was so much nicer. You and me are like, we will find you.
I'm from Jersey. Do not even let yourself forget. We need to be safe. Number one, this is a long-awaited moment. When I woke up and turned on the news this morning at 6 a.m. and started hearing everything happening, I was like, this is really happening.
Huge.
And this is the best time to start visiting Pensacola. And I do want to talk about, and I want you to share with everybody, the routes and then y'all's location.
Sure.
And how they can still access you.
Right. So we've got this on our website, and I know a lot of the media is running this. I know FDOT put together a great video about this. So the new routes. Obviously, everyone is really excited. We're all excited. And I know that the PPD and the Gulf Breeze Police are out on the bridge right now monitoring. So the speed limit's 35 miles per hour. I mean, they're talking 1 mile over. They're giving you a ticket. So
yes.
Pay attention. Do the speed limit. We're all excited. And both bridges are open. The toll is still lifted. So if Garcon is easier for you and a faster route, still use that. That makes more sense. But for the new routes, 17th, you cannot use 17th to get on to the bridge. You can use 17th to get off of the bridge.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And the visitor center is still open. Our visitor center at the foot of the 3 mile bridge is open 7 days a week. So you're welcome to come and visit us. Our lobbies are open. If you have questions, our ambassadors are there. So it's going to be a little bit tricky, but you cannot use 17th Avenue to get onto the bridge. So don't even try because it's not open.
No. You'll just be finding yourself in a really awkward situation trying to turn around. Then you go hang out and see Nicole and the team, you know, because you're going to have to figure out a way.
Yeah, unless you're coming to the lobby to get some really awesome information, which you can find on our website and on our app that you're going to go download.
Right. But the best part about getting that physical information is if you have an Airbnb, you have people coming into town, you can make them a little welcome basket, a little welcome packet, keep it in your Airbnb, your VRBO, your rental, your guest house, whatever it is. Those are great things to have so people can look at them and see, hey, what are we going to do tomorrow? Oh, this is what, we're going to go to Carnival tomorrow.
Oh, so excited.
2 p.m.
So excited.
Wear your sunscreen, bring that water bottle.
Wear your sunscreen.
Yes.
So excited. But they did, FDOT put together a video of the bridge and how the two lanes are working and just the speed limits, the new routes, how everything is designed. So I encourage you, one, if you're a business and you have a website or a social media channel and a way to share that video, please share it. Please share it. Please help us spread that communication out so that everyone can understand, because we're all really excited. And it's a big weekend here in Pensacola. So much going on downtown. So much going on Pensacola Beach. We are all really excited, and nobody wants to mess this up. It is a long-awaited connection for Pensacola Beach, Gulf Breeze, downtown, for all of us.
Yeah. And just be reminded, if you see somebody out there doing something on the roads, like, you're getting agitated, they may not be from here. They may not understand. So we do have tourists coming in. And tourists, as far as I know, what I'm being told is that a lot of tourists did not know the 3 Mile Bridge was down. Even during Pensacon, some of the celebrities that we were meeting were like, oh, we didn't know that bridge was down, and we had to go to Perdido to go to the beach while we were here. And so just remember that a lot of people aren't getting the updates that we get locally. So have a little extra grace. Maybe, you know, don't be, you know, a 15 mile per hour person, because I will also come and find you. But have a little extra grace. Pack your patience on the roads and be safe and stay alert. Don't drive drowsy. If you're going to go out and drink, get a designated driver, get your Uber all lined up. We want everybody to be safe. We love our community. We have some of the best humans in the world in our community, and we want everybody to stay safe and be able to enjoy all the fun while they visit Pensacola.
Absolutely. We are known for our hospitality, so let's not mess that up on one of the biggest weekends. We are kicking off summer with a bridge opening, with a carnival parade, with Memorial Day. We are celebrating and honoring those that have served. It's going to be a beautiful weekend to get out on the beach. We are going to go back and give the tourism industry that boost, that long-awaited boost to those beach businesses. It's going to be a great weekend here in Pensacola.
Yes. And again, if you want to hop on into the conversation, 850-437-1620, you can text us or call us. Again, Nicole mentioned, if you go to the Visit Pensacola Facebook page, first thing that pops up, excellent directions about how the bridge is open, the route, and then you can click on the FDOT link right there and go watch the instructional video. Share it to your story, share it to your wall. Let people know around town that it's open. Some people rely fully on Facebook for their information. We still love them. Anyways, you know, just make sure you share it. And we have one of our listeners texting in. Oh, good morning, Todd. The bridge traffic is flowing. The speeders seem to have out-of-state plates, but there's lots of law enforcement.
Well, as we said, everybody pay attention. They're not playing around. And if you follow PPD's Facebook, they were very excited this morning, and they were making some funny posts, but they were not playing around. So they're not dealing with it this weekend.
We have some of the best individuals in blue serving our community. They're hilarious. They're heroes. And they want to keep us safe. And so we want to do the same for them, right? Be mindful of them manning the bridge and patrolling and keeping everybody in line. It's not to hurt you. It's to help you. So on top of the bridge, if you want to hop in, 850-437-1620. Maybe you're getting ready for Carnival. Maybe you're excited. Maybe you want to know a little bit more about the route. Again, please hop on in, 850-437-1620. What else is happening? I mean, we have Memorial Day, which, you know, do you say Happy Memorial Day, or are you just like, it's Memorial Day? Because I read this post the other day. Don't say Happy Memorial Day anymore. I don't know what to say anymore. I just look at people and smile.
I feel like you can't please everyone ever.
No.
You know, I always say thank you for your service.
Yes.
But then I feel like there's also that debate between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And so for me, and this is personal, I just want to honor everyone that has served always. And I understand the difference, but I think honoring those that have served our country and that continue to serve our country is important. So that's my personal Nicole Stacy.
I love that
choice.
Yes. And there's great places around Pensacola to go and honor them and maybe just spend a little bit of time in recognition for the freedom that we have and their memory and the sacrifice that they made. I love the Veterans Memorial Park.
Yes.
And being able to go down there, and it is something sobering about it, being able to read names and know somebody else made a sacrifice so that we can continue to have the freedoms we have to enjoy our beautiful city, our beautiful country. And I think that's a part of it. Yes, fun kicks off summer, but it's also a reminder we're a military town.
Very much so.
People love the military. A community loves when you stop them and say, thank you for your service. They don't get embarrassed. And so and take that moment, you know, see them, tip your hat to them, let them know. And do you know of any memorial services, anything going on around the city this weekend on top of Carnival? And we've got everything happening at the beach.
There's quite a few events going on. And definitely check the visitpensacola.com/events calendar of events. We've got lots of stuff taking place. And, you know, it's a long weekend. And so tons of things taking place for people. And it's really just a weekend for everyone to get out and just enjoy each other. And so I'm scrolling through the calendar right now. Lots of stuff going out on the beach. And no matter how you choose to celebrate the weekend, I think it's just a weekend to honor one another. True. And, you know, the nice part, too, is that the world is slowly starting to get back to normal, whatever normal is going to look like. And that's really exciting, too. We're moving into summer and people are starting to visit again. And what a great Friday for the bridge to open up and all of these things to kind of kick off.
I do want to remind people, I believe this is, you can correct me, Palafox Market is not happening this weekend.
Correct.
A lot of people look forward to it.
Yes. But. So Palafox Market only closes during Mardi Gras. And so because Pensacola Mardi Gras is putting on Carnival, the market will not be happening this Saturday.
Okay.
You wouldn't want the market in the middle of a parade.
Oh, my Lord. If there was ever a zoo, that would be a
it
moment.
It might get a little chaotic.
I mean, if just a couple of my favorite vendors with that delicious bread and coffee could show up, that would be great.
I try really hard not to hit people when I'm throwing the beads.
Oh, man. Well, and you're going to see you walk in a crew, correct?
I do.
So I'm excited. We're going to be walking with News Radio and Cat Country and ESPN. I'm excited to see people's faces. You know, I won't get too close. We'll still, you know, coastal distance.
Absolutely.
I'm so pumped. But it is a good reminder for everybody who might not know about Carnival happening that, yes, your beloved Palafox Market will be closed this Saturday, but come back out next Saturday. They'll be back, all of your favorite vendors. We want to support them. And also, somebody is texting in, 850-437-1620. One of our listeners said that they drove from Gulf Breeze to Pensacola and back again this morning. Bridge traffic was smooth. Our listener says, I'm very thankful to have it back. Wanted to give everyone a heads up to get back on the bridge. You have to do so, they remind us, via Bayfront Parkway. They're still working on the 17th. I love that our listeners are just on top of it.
Thank you for that.
People have to remember that you're a part of the community, so you're a part of spreading the news.
And it's been almost 9 months. I mean, people, we could have had a baby. I said that to Brent this morning, and he was like, Bridgie, the bridge baby. And I was like, yes.
Chappie. Please. Somebody, I mean, that's right, the Chappie Bridge.
Someone probably is having a baby today.
That's right. Now's your moment to name them Chappie. Oh, my goodness.
But you can just feel the excitement. And so whenever something new and exciting happens, people get distracted. And so today is the day to not get distracted because you don't want to be that person.
Yeah. You know, you do not. And I feel like right now we should all just go and take a bet with ourselves. Like, I'm going to make sure that I drive safely. I bet that we can go a really long time, if ever, without an accident.
Yeah, let's put a bet on it.
Yeah, I'm serious. Let's do it.
Start betting.
We should make one of those online pools of like money
that we never
do
it. Another accident.
Hey, here's another fun thing. White Tie Rock Ensemble, they're playing this weekend. I think it's tonight already. Oh my goodness,
there's
a lot
so
happening.
Much going on.
And if you have an event going on, you can go online to visit pensacola.com and you can submit your event. There's a ton to do. And there's other things. I forgot this upcoming weekend as well. We've got Family Beach Fest happening at the Gulfside Pavilion. Free event at the beach. Free music. Free fun. Family friendly. It looks like, oh my goodness, there's a comedy fest so you can laugh a little bit. There's so much going on around town. And Visit Pensacola is your...
Your cosmic bowling is still happening.
That's right. I need to go do that. Are there any updates around the community that people might not really be well informed about? Changes, businesses moving, maybe normal events or things happening that are being postponed or removed? Do you have any insider information about that?
Let's see.
Like, I know Pensacola Mess Hall, were they moving or are they staying where they're at?
No,
and just
so they're
doing
in
renovation?
A new location.
Okay.
And that is happening and they're opening on June 1st.
Wow.
So that's really exciting and we'll be excited to join them on that. You know, Visit Pensacola and Fufu, both grant programs are kicking back off. So if you, Fufu just voted on and awarded their grants. So that will be, that was a big announcement a couple of weeks ago. So that's coming back for the fall. Visit Pensacola is excited that we get to rework and reorganize and have our grant program for our fiscal year 22. So we just wrapped up those workshops. They were required. You had to attend to apply. But we had some great people come out and they're really excited about the events that they're going to be putting together. So that's going to be new and exciting. And then, you know, we've got the Florida's territorial bicentennial. So Escambia County is turning 200.
That's right.
On July 17th.
It's our birthday.
It's our birthday. And while the city of Pensacola is much older, and we've
right.
got a lot of history here. And by the way, I was in St. Augustine last week, and everyone listening, you'd be very proud of me. I wore the t-shirt. I wore the t-shirt, and everyone was not happy, but I
you
wore it.
You rebel, and
I love
it. I
wore it with pride.
Yes. I feel like I should say something.
I wore
like-
it with so much pride that someone told me to read a book. And I was like, huh, how rude. I have read a book.
Take a picture.
Like beer established 1559. What
That's
about
right.
you?
That's right.
But with that being said, we have an entire commission working really hard to put on this exciting event on July 17th to celebrate the 200th. And so one of the projects is called The Mosaic. And so we are inviting volunteers to join us to put together what's being called a Pensacola Sampler Project, and it's an interactive mosaic of faces from today's modern day community, and it's honoring the 1821 community. So you today, Jenna, can go on and you can pick a person from 1821 and you can upload a picture of you.
What?
Yeah.
How cool is
and
that?
And you can represent them.
Okay, represent. Yes. I feel like this is some historical reenactment.
It's really cool.
Like
it's
a
so
virtual.
Cool. And it only takes a matter of minutes. And it's easy. It's just a selfie of you like shoulders up.
Okay. Do you remember the show Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
And they always did like reenactments.
Yes.
And they were so into it. I love history and I love that stuff.
Okay.
So
there
I'm,
you go.
I'm about to nerd out.
Do it. You could do it right before I leave.
Listen. We're doing this. That's so much fun. And just
and it's all people that lived here in Pensacola.
What?
Andrew Jackson.
Listen.
It's going to be awesome. And we're going to unveil it on July 17th.
Okay.
So it'll be up on the platform. This event's going to be taking place at Museum Plaza. So if you've not checked out Museum Plaza, it's a great venue outside downtown. And we're going to have speakers, we're going to have reenactments, we're going to have just all types of different culture and just dancers and organizations will be there. And it's going to be a great day just to celebrate our community and all of its diversity and all of its history. And it's just going to be a great way to say
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be really cool. And so with that being said, there's a lot of stuff leading up to it.
Oh yeah.
So check out, again, visit Pensacola.com. And for that information, you can do visit Pensacola.com/200th. And you can find out all the information you need. And if you would like to get involved, let me know. There's lots of different ways that bars, restaurants, and organizations can get involved with that. It's going to be really, it's going to be fun.
Excellent. I love it. I'm
I can't
super
wait to
excited.
See who you pick.
I know.
Now I'm excited.
My brain is like, okay, focus. Okay. So we're getting back to the beach. Memorial Day weekend usually marks a moment in time for, I feel like, many Americans that summer has come. We are ready to be outside. We are ready to get our vitamin D and wear our sunscreen. And so I feel like we need to also remind people when they're going to the beach to know before you go. We hear it a lot. It's something that maybe tourists don't remember, but it's an excellent reminder if you have family coming to visit, know your flags, understand rip currents, and know when you're not supposed to get into the water. Stay where you have lifeguards. If you're not an experienced swimmer, you know, don't go out far. And then also dog beaches. During COVID, we saw a lot of people being able to bring their dogs back onto the beaches because nobody was out there, and then the bridge was out, and so people just took over. And I'm not against dogs, just so you know. I love dogs.
We all love dogs.
Like, dogs are just the best. But when they do things and then you leave the things and then those things happen, or if somebody's terrified of dogs, that kind of thing. I'm using that to just, you know.
Yeah, no, gently. I get it. And I'll say this. Just because the beaches were less crowded does not mean that the rules were not there.
Right.
And that dogs were allowed to be
wherever
anywhere.
They wanted. Right.
So it's a luxury that we have dog beaches, because not all public beaches do. And I'd hate for those to ever go away. So utilize them, because not all public beaches have them.
Right.
So let's be fortunate that we have them and they're there for us, and let's use them.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Also, you don't have to go to the beach for one, because Bayview Center, the
right.
Bayview Park, they have one as
we
well.
We have several.
We have tons all over town, but a gentle reminder to clean up after
Please.
Them. I feel like once it gets hot and people kind of are like, it'll be fine. Like, it'll rain later. Well, if it rains, it washes into places, and then when it washes
well,
into...
that's just gross.
You know?
And if it happened to you, you wouldn't like it.
Exactly.
So.
Just... let's everybody
there's that
be nice and take their part. But beach rules, please go online to visit Pensacola. You can go to /things to do and you see beach tips. You have beach rules, essentials, of course, just little tips, because people who don't understand the heat that we have here, you can get sick really
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, drink your water. Definitely stay hydrated. That's a big thing, especially on a cloudy day. You definitely, you'll think like, oh, the sun's not even out. It's fine. You're definitely still getting sun. So you want to stay hydrated, wear your sunscreen. But, you know, back to the dog waste, also picking up after yourselves.
That's
so,
true.
You know, here in Pensacola, we pride ourselves on how beautiful and clean our beaches are. And there is a reason for that. It's because the locals and the majority of the people that visit us take care of them. And without that, they wouldn't be as beautiful as they are. So the rules and the regulations are in place for a reason, and take pride in that, because without you, we can't have some of the world's most beautiful beaches. So we just ask, throw away your trash, leave them with only your footprints, fill in those holes from your beach chairs and your sand castles and
yes.
your tents, because those sea turtles are out and they're thriving right now. Mark reported it earlier. So, you know, do us a favor. Help us help you have some of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Yes. And go online. Visit
yeah,
Pensacola.com.
Visit Pensacola.com. We're done. I can't believe it's over.
And
I'll see you next month.
We'll see you at the bridge is what
yes.
we'll see.
Yes.
All right, guys. Drive safe out there. Nicole, Stacy, thank you as always. Appreciate you. Go online. Visit Pensacola.com. Hey, don't go anywhere. We've got Steph and Schmidt up next with Boat Smart.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola. It's